Red Edition, welcome. I was watching President Trump just last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. He had a rally and it made me think of this line, one-liner, and that'd be, I wrote it down, it's profound. A good politician should know that only dead fish go with the flow. And he would be the opposite of a dead fish. This guy doesn't go with the flow, does he? I mean, he gets a crowd all stirred up. He's a great master of sales and hype and all the rest of it. And I get such a charge out of the way he always begins. Look at all those guys in the back. Fake news, scamps and scoundrels, all of them. And then the next day, of course, they report accordingly. Dumb and dumber. There's a lot of dumb and dumber in Hollywood and certainly in the Democrat wings. And blah, blah, blah. But this guy in Hollywood, he's actually a Canadian, Jim Carrey. And he recently was on a talk show and he says, we have to stop apologizing. Socialism is good. Wow, let's embrace it. This guy, I mean, he's from Newmarket, Ontario. I mean, he's one of the richest people apparently in Hollywood, and he's out, and again, he's a Canadian, and he's talking about socialism as great, and guys like that, oh boy, I got words. I'll keep you, come up with your own words on him. Ford, this is the woman, the California-based professor who finally revealed her identity, and she said, hey, 36 years ago this happened. I was drinking, not sure where it happened. I was 15, shouldn't have been out. But I was, and the 17-year-old, he was on top of me, and now he wants to be a judge, and it goes on and on. I mean, is there any truth to it? I don't think so. I mean, the left has always amazed me, but now they scare me for the very first time. I'm frightened. I watched one girl on a woman, I guess, an educated Democrat, political type woman on Tucker Carlson on Fox News just the other night, and it's wild how they talk, and this is supposedly a smart person. She's articulate, she's got big words that she uses, and she engaged with Tucker, and she said things like she was raped, and he said no she wasn't. Well, it was attempted rape. He said, no, it wasn't. It's an alleged rape. There's a whole bunch of differences with words, right? I mean, it's kind of like the Bible. If you go way, way back in time, it said, thou shalt not murder. Now it says, thou shalt not kill. There's a big difference. Now, most of us have adapted to those things because we know. Could we go to war if we have to defend our nation? We know that it doesn't say, or mean, rather, kill. It means murder. And most of us understand what these Democrats are about also, because they talk stupid. But to watch her on television and to think that some people won't get it, because there are little groups of people who won't go to war to defend the country because they say, hey, read the Bible. Some people just don't expand their mind enough, right? And those are the people that the Democrats aim at. And it's scary. Again, I'm frightened for the very first time. Wow. Ontario, Canada, the new premier there, he's doing all kinds of neat things. They had a commie running the province and a whole bunch of hench people with her that were doing a great job to destroy everything that they could. He's canceling 758 unnecessary and wasteful renewable energy contracts. 758? Wow. How do you get that many? And there's probably more yet to come, but 758? How do you even find all of these to sign up in the first place? These people are wild. The libs in Canada, they want guns banned. I say ban liberals from having guns. That'd kind of save all the problems, you know, or solve all of the problems. Then we're good. All criminals are liberal anyway. And I'm positive because they're liberal and because we've now banned liberals from having guns, I'm very positive that they will come and turn their guns in. I solved the problem. Just give me a buzz if you need anything fixed in Canada or anywhere else. Hey, see ya.